What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to our second episode of Untapped North. I know it's been a couple of weeks, but I'm excited to have you all back here for our second episode today. First and foremost, we have three topics we're going to get to, and we're going to dive right into them, wasting no time today, with our first topic, which is that the Montreal Canadiens have fired Claude Julien and Kirk Muller. Listeners, I went to bed last night after tweeting that I wished to wake up with the news that the Montreal Canadiens had fired Claude Julien and Kirk Muller. But an hour after I rolled out of bed, around 9:30 this morning, the Montreal Canadiens announced that that is exactly what they did. Kirk Muller and head coach Claude Julien were relieved of their duties, and Dominic Ducharme is going to be named their interim head coach. And I think that's one of the best things that could have happened to the Montreal Canadiens right now. I know their record may look good, and some may find this firing a shock, but for those who watched the Canadiens in their last six games, you can understand why this move happened. Let's talk about last night a little bit, because there was some controversy in the game between the Habs and the Ottawa Senators, in that the NHL basically screwed the Habs out of a win last night when a goal was called back in the dying seconds. A Brendan Gallagher tip in front was called back because of goaltender interference. Meanwhile, when you watch the replay, Matt Murray had more than enough time to reset himself because Brendan Gallagher had more than enough time to get knocked on his butt, get up, and tip the goal in front. There's absolutely no reason why this goal shouldn't have counted. You can find the replay anywhere, TSN, Twitter, Sportsnet. It's ridiculous. It was livid would be the way to describe Montreal Canadian fans last night, and I don't blame them. Because of the loss last night, they now have one win in their last six games, and even coming off of a week-long break, the team doesn't look good. They look lazy and discombobulated on the ice, and I think a lot of that had to do with the systems that Claude Julien was putting in place for the team. In what was a winnable game last night, outside of Claude Julien's inability to coach the team to a win, and let's talk about for one brief moment a little bit of a side note, this guy put on Corey Perry in a shootout when he's leaving guys like Nick Suzuki on the bench. We're just going to let that sit for a moment. That is what we're dealing with here in Montreal. That's what they were dealing with. A coach who, maybe he knew that it would be one of his last games and he didn't care anymore. But the point is, you make decisions like that, even though I have a lot to say about, you know, their general manager, Marc Bergevin, I knew he wouldn't stick with that. He wouldn't put up with that. And I'm glad that they made the change when they did. Point is, outside of Julien playing guys like Corey Perry in a shootout in a winnable game, I think another issue the Montreal Canadiens need to address is the play of Carey Price. Carey Price is not playing the way that the number one goaltender in the world should be playing. Maybe he got fed up with playing under Claude Julien. Maybe he's dealing with an injury. I don't know. But something's not right. Their backup, however, Jake Allen, he's been crushing it. Jake Allen is having an all-star season so far. And I think we need to play the backup. I think playing the backup a little bit to get Carey Price either healthy or reset mentally would be a good idea. The Montreal Canadiens are playing the Winnipeg Jets tomorrow, and I think it's going to be a good opportunity for two things. Either you can play Carey Price and get him motivated and get him moving. The team can get a win under him, hopefully. And we'll see how the new interim coach can instill his systems in one day's worth of practice and a traveling schedule. I know that the Canadians are playing in Winnipeg tomorrow. But looking at the team's schedule, they've got 36 games over the next 69 days. Nice. But for real, I think the team, and I think if Ducharme can spark the team, get Carey Price going, like I said, get the offense cooking like it has. Last night's game was a 6-5 shootout loss, so the offense is there. It's keeping the puck out of the net. That is not. So we'll see how the game goes tomorrow in Winnipeg.
The most prudent thing to do was to discontinue the game now. We're going to pick it up at 9 o'clock tonight, local time.
Okay.
For those of you on the East Coast, please stay up late. We have lights. And when we've done over 30 outdoor games.
We have lights. That was NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman explaining the situation at Lake Tahoe over the weekend on Saturday. It was, for me, a disaster. Maybe, and I'm sure, for the NHL, a disaster. And I know that maybe some people might catch some heat for saying this, but given that the NHL can play outdoor games in California like they did in 2014, what happened at Lake Tahoe on Saturday never should have happened. He does go on to say, Gary Bettman, that the sun played a factor, and of course I understand that, but you just can't let something like the game between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Colorado Avalanche happen at the NHL level at all. For those of you who don't know, long story short, the NHL had to postpone the game between the Golden Knights and the Avalanche on Lake Tahoe when they were playing their outdoor game on Lake Tahoe. Beside Lake Tahoe. Because as you know, the NHL would never risk the liability of actually playing on the frozen lake. However, the game was delayed just over 9 hours because the NHL was dealing with poor ice conditions and the weather. The weather was beautiful. It was a beautiful sunny day, but that was the demise. The sun was beating down on the ice too hard and eating away at the ice, and they weren't able to keep it together. I understand that that can be a major factor, but you would think in 2021 now that they would have the technology to fix something like that and or to prevent something like that. I don't know how often the NHL tests these sorts of things, if they ever tested a rink out there at Lake Tahoe at this time of year or not. I don't know if they discussed with the players after practicing on the ice how things felt. I know that some players wanted to continue the game, other players did not, but ultimately Gary Bettman and his crew made the decision to postpone it. Players and fans should never have had to wait 9 hours for a game to resume, and the fact that the NHL couldn't prevent this from happening goes to show for me that that is a big and massive L on the part of the NHL. I was awake and I watched the last two periods when they finally did resume play after midnight in the East Coast, and it was not worth it. Two periods of hockey, it was lackluster. The next day, when the Philadelphia Flyers and the Boston Bruins played on Lake Tahoe, the Bruins and the Flyers put on a clinic out there. Great game, I guess, great ice conditions. But for a 9-hour delay, for only 40 minutes of mediocre hockey, the NHL is getting a big fat L from me for their Saturday weekend game at Lake Tahoe. Which finally brings me to my last topic that I wanted to chat about today, which was that Austin Matthews is going to hit the 50-50 mark. Now, I know that some of my listeners are going to hear that and think I just jinxed it, but I think Austin Matthews is too good at hockey, especially right now, for you to not think that it's possible. I know it's a headline coming out of Toronto. I know I'm not the only one who feels strongly about this. So let's just go out and say it. Even though the Leafs were snake-bitten in a 3-0 loss to the Calgary Flames a couple of nights ago, I think the Leafs are obviously still the hottest team in the NHL. And I think a big part of that, obviously, is the offensive enigma that is Austin Matthews. He's got 12 points in his last 5 games, and he is the hottest player in the NHL right now, hands down. Overall, he's got 29 points in 20 games, which is good enough to be 4th in the NHL in points. And he's also 1st in the NHL right now with 18 goals scored. So, for you mathematics out there, for Matthews to hit 50 goals and 50 assists, he's going to need 38 goals and 39 assists in 36 games remaining. Is that doable? Absolutely. Especially if Matthews can continue to find the score sheet as easily as he has been. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be back in action tonight versus the Calgary Flames again, and it will be their 4th meeting of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our second episode of Untapped North. I really appreciate you sticking around and making it to the end. We did it. For those of us who are listening but not following Untapped North, you can follow Untapped North on Instagram, Facebook, and we're going to slowly roll out a Twitter page, but you can do that at all social platforms at Untapped North. That's at UNTAPPEDNORTH. Once again, folks, my name is Andrew Stewitz, and I want to thank you so much for listening. Have a great one, and until next time, peace.
We have lights.